Now gather around while I elucidate on what happens outside when it gets late. Along about midnight, the ghost and bat cheese get together for their nightly jamborees. There's ghosts with horns and saucer eyes, and some with fangs about this size. Some short and fat, some tall and thin, and some don't even bother to wear their skin. I'm telling you, brother, it's a frightful sight to see what goes on in the night. When the spooks have a midnight jamboree, they break it up with fiendish glee. Ghosts are banned, but the one that's cursed is the headless horseman, he's the worst. When he goes a-jogging across the land, holding his noggin in his hand, demons take one look and groan, and hit the road for parts unknown. There's no wrath like the spook that's burned. They don't like him and he's really burned. Swears through the longest day he's dead. He shows them that he can get ahead. So close all the windows, lock the doors. Unless you're careful, he'll get yours. Don't think he'll hesitate a bit, cause he'll clip your top if it'll fit. And he likes some little, likes some big, heart in the middle or a wig, black or white or even red. The headless horseman needs a head with a hip, hip and a clippity clop. He's out looking for a head to chop, so don't stop to figure out a plan. You can't reason with the headless man. Now, if you doubt this tale is so, I met that spook just a year ago. Now, I didn't stop for a second look, but I made for the bridge that spans the brook. For once you cross that bridge, my friends, the ghost is gone, his power ends. So when you're riding home tonight, make for the bridge with all your might. He'll meet down in the hollow there, he'll need your head, look out, beware. With the hip, hip and the clippity-clop, he's out looking for a head to chop. So don't stop to figure out a plan. You can't reason with a headless man.